AJ Jakubek joins us, the voice of the Ottawa Red Blacks. Now, there was a little bit of nervousness today when the Elks canceled their walkthrough and meet availability for COVID protocol, but sounds like it was just precautionary and that the game will go underway tomorrow night, 8 o'clock in Edmonton, opening game for both of these teams. And AJ, what can we expect from Ottawa? Like, what's your – you've seen them in camp, but is it hard to even gauge what they truly have?
I think it's hard to gauge around the league, Jason. I just think, you know, there's so many teams with so much turnover and, you know, you don't know what you're going to get from each player when you know, in many cases they haven't played football in almost 2 years. So I think, you know, this Ottawa team, I do think they're going to be better than what they were in 2019. I think they're going to be a lot better than what people expect. Is that going to be playoffs? I don't know. I kind of think that Hamilton is the team to beat in the East, and you know, I'm not as sold on Toronto as everybody else seems to be, just because, just you know, they brought a bunch of guys up from the NFL doesn't guarantee anything, but they certainly do have a good roster on paper. Montreal could build on what they did in 2019, but to me, there's just so many unknowns. I think if Matt Nichols stays healthy, that, you know, between new coach, just a fresh vision, right? Rick Campbell did a great job in Ottawa. They won a great cup. They went to three, but I think a fresh start will benefit him. I think Paul Lapolis is, you know, to me, he's the best offensive coordinator in the league, and I think he can be a real good head coach. You brought in Mike Benavides on D, and I think defense and special teams are going to be real good, but the questions for this Ottawa team, mainly on offense, and it starts with the quarterback and his health and Matt Nichols.
100%. If you don't have a QB, it's really difficult to win. How's the defense look in Ottawa?
I think it's going to be really good. When they, you know, they were a really bad team in 2019, especially in the second half of the season. But the first half of that year, they started 3-6. They had a couple of games, including one at Edmonton, one at home against Calgary, that they could have won right at the end. And so, I mean, all of a sudden, you could have been a 5-4 team on the strength of what was a real good defense. And Avery Williams went down. He's probably the best player that I think is kind of underappreciated or just unknown around the league, unless you watch a lot of Ottawa Red Blacks football the last couple of years. I think he's going to have a huge year if he stays healthy. I mean, we named him the most outstanding player and the best defensive player, and it was unanimous on both counts, and he played 10 games. Nine and a half because he got hurt. That kind of shows how bad the rest of the season was from an Ottawa perspective. But when he went down, basically the defense went down. So you had guys like Don Yanamba and Micah Alway and Davon Coleman and Cleon Lang. Yeah, like, this is an experienced group with Antoine Pruneau and Abdul Kinney and Sherrod Baltimore, amongst others. So I think, you know, again, bringing in a fresh voice with Mike Benavides, I truly think this could be one of the best units in the league if they can stay healthy and stay productive.
What do you make of the Elks as you scan their roster up and down? Lots of changes, specifically on the defensive side of the ball. In the secondary, obviously, Amondo Sewell, a mainstay on the interior of the D-line, is gone. A new linebacking core. Like, what's your – like, you know a few of those guys because, of course, they're former from Ottawa, but what do you make of the Elks defense?
Yeah, again, like, just kind of unknown, right? You know, obviously, Jonathan Rose and Jake Ceresna are – two players that that I got to see, and you know, very good football players for sure. And I think I actually, you know, we were talking about this earlier this week. We were going through the different odds for you know, top Canadian, MOP, all that type of stuff. I think Kwaku Boateng, I think he was 16-1. I thought that was pretty good odds for a guy that's had two really good seasons as a defensive end. So I'm really high on him. Obviously, they've got two of the best receivers in the game, and Darrell Walker and Greg Ellingson. I think, you know, having Trevor Harris reunited with Jaime Elizondo should be, you know, much like Matt Nichols and Paul Lapolis in Ottawa, that should be something that, with no preseason and just having not played for so long, at least there's that familiarity from that standpoint and should give the Elks a leg up from the outset. But beyond that, it's just so hard to know. I mean, you know, Hamilton is a team, when you looked on paper at every team in the league, you would have said, okay, the one sure thing is the Hamilton Tiger Cats. And I know they played the Grey Cup champs and all that yesterday, but, you know, apart from that first series, you know, they didn't look very good yesterday. So, I honestly think it's going to take a couple of weeks to truly sort out, okay, who's got a chance and that sort of thing. And even early, I mean, you're going to see, I mean, Ottawa, they were 2-0, and they looked like world beaters the first couple of weeks when they beat Calgary and Saskatchewan 2 years ago, and then they were completely a different team, especially in the second half of the year when they lost 5 games, all blowouts to Toronto and BC. So it's about getting better every week. And back to this Ottawa group, I just think one of the things about the Red Blacks that's probably been overlooked, like Rick Campbell's a real good coach. I think his staff kind of wasn't as good as it was, you know, when they were winning Grey Cup in 2016, when they had Jamie Elizondo and before that Jason Moss, and you had guys like Brian Chu and Travis Moore and Ike Charlton. And I just think the staff kind of slipped. And now this staff, I mean, they brought in Bob Wiley, who's coached all over the place, college, NFL, CFL. I mean, Nolan McMillan has talked about the fact that it's night and day from anything he's experienced in the past. And you bring in Steve Walsh, they've never had a quarterback coach. And to have a guy that can work with, you know, not just Matt Nichols, but I think the young guys, and even a guy like Dom Davis, the backup, That to me is what's really important. I think Edmonton's got a real good staff too. And you know, I know a lot of those names on the Elks sideline. And coaching is such a big part of the CFL and gets overlooked. I mean, because it's about getting better each and every week. And if you keep getting better each and every week, well, by the end of the season, you know, once you get past Labor Day, and Labor Day is coming a lot quicker this year, but once you get past that midway point of the season, you start to see really who are the contenders, and coaching is a big part of that.
AJ Jakubek joins us, a voice of the Red Blacks. They're in town tomorrow night, the kickoff to the Elks season. New team name, new logo, lots of new faces. It's going to be an interesting season. Lots of unpredictability, I think. And I was going to ask you quickly about Davis because, you know, Matt Nichols, good quarterback, but there's also a little bit concern about, you know, will he play all the games? So how deep are they at quarterback? What do you make of Davis?
Yeah, well, we'll start with Nichols. I mean, he really only started practicing fully, and even, you know, it was listed on the injury report as limited, but he took most of the reps this week with the first team. So I think, you know, that's good. But, I mean, concerning for sure, right, for a guy that had shoulder surgery in 2019, which ended his season in Winnipeg, that he had a sore arm for a couple of weeks, right? So obviously part of that is just managing him. He knows the offense, but still it is a concern because, you know, if he goes down, you need somebody to step in. I think Dominique Davis is a guy that he showed in 2018 that he could be a pretty good backup. He's got the best arm. He's got the best athleticism of any of the guys in camp. It's just a matter of getting things done. I think part of the problem in 2019 is when Jamie Elizondo left, that left him without an offensive coordinator. And so you had an inexperienced quarterback and an inexperienced staff in that department, and it just didn't work. Working with Paul Appelese, who he worked with in the past in Winnipeg, should help him. And we'll see, you know, again, having that quarterback coach, all the tools are there for Dominique Davis. I mean, we saw in 2019 a couple of games, one against Saskatchewan, and he looked like a world beater. And then it just kind of went downhill from there. But I think as a backup, He can win a couple of games. He's just not going to be a guy that leads you to the promised land as a starter. They have a couple of guys in Caleb Evans and Taryn Christian that are pure rookies that look good at camp. And, you know, Ottawa's never been able to develop a quarterback for whatever reason. All the good ones they've had, Henry Burris, Trevor Harris, they came in from elsewhere. And so I think, you know, that's at least encouraging because it just hasn't happened in the past, and you hope that it's not this year. You want to see it be Nat Nichols and Davis, but at the very least, you know, they're pretty high on what both Caleb Evans, who played at Louisiana Monroe and South Dakota State product, Taryn Christian, what they can bring in terms of a total package. So, but in the end, this team's going to win or lose with their guy. Matt Nichols has won a lot of games in this league. You know, he's not flashy. You know, he kind of has that game manager type, reputation. But honestly, if the special teams and the defense is as good as I think it could be, then it is about just managing the game and making sure you keep the defense off the field, you don't turn the ball over, and that you move the chains and score a few points. And if they have to win games, you know, 22-13, then so be it. But Matt Nichols clearly gives them their best chance to win. I think they made a pretty good decision. I know it was unpopular, but, you know, Nick Arbuckle's not even the starter in Toronto. And if he had come in having not played in 2 years, not knowing the system, not knowing the offense, it could have been a real struggle on the offensive side for Ottawa. But we'll see what happens. And Paul Lapolis is a guy that's been known to kind of make chicken soup out of you-know-what. So I really like Ryan Davis as well. That's a guy who's Auburn's all-time leading receiver and a guy in the slot that's quick, dynamic. They don't have a lot of dynamic guys in terms of skill guys. They got a lot of solid guys. Ryan Davis is a guy who could be dynamic, so certainly a player to watch tomorrow night.
Age, good to catch up with you, man. We look forward to it. Have a good call.
Thanks, Jason. Always a pleasure. Cheers.